Hi there. The word for you today is on Samson and Joseph. In 1 Corinthians 10 verse 11 we read, "These things happened as examples to us." In some ways Samson was a loser and Joseph was a winner. Think about it, Samson had everything going for him. He was the product of a miracle birth, he was raised by godly parents, and he was given incredible supernatural strength. Yet he failed miserably. And why is that? Well, here are three reasons that come to mind. Number one, he didn't pray. You say, really? Yeah. The only time we read of Samson praying is when he was in trouble. Sound familiar? Look, if you conduct a post-mortem on some of your biggest failures, somewhere in the wreckage you'll probably find a forsaken place of prayer. Hey, you can't run your car on an empty tank or work in an empty stomach or pay your bills on an empty checking account. Come on, you can't live a victorious Christian life unless you have a time of daily prayer. And number two, Samson refused to live by God's word. When he was confronted by his parents over marrying the wrong woman, listen to what Samson told them, Judges 14:3. "But she pleases me well." You know, when you're led by sentiment rather than scripture, you're heading for trouble. One of the best definitions of disobedience is incomplete obedience. You can't pick which scriptures you want to live by and turn a blind eye to the rest. God requires total obedience. And number three, Samson had the wrong spirit. While Joseph extended forgiveness to those who harmed him, Samson prayed for revenge. Hey, anytime you give in to resentment, you're allowing someone other than God to dictate your actions, and you're going to end up suffering even more. And let me mention just one more thought. Samson was motivated by greed. Consorting with the Philistines, he placed a bet with 30 of their princes, saying, "If you lose, then you will give me 30 changes of raiment, and if I lose, I'll pay you." What's the point? The point is, if all this could happen to a mighty man of God like Samson, the Bible says these things happen to them as examples for us, so be on guard, because it could happen to you too.